Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Happy Thursday night, and if you're on the East Coast, congratulations. Happy Friday morning. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, and a big shout-out to all my friends in the Bay Area. Go ahead, celebrate just a little bit. It's not a Super Bowl. It's not an NFC Championship. But it's still a big deal, because tonight, the San Francisco 49ers, they beat up the Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, the score might look one score away, but it was a beatdown. The 49ers beat the Seahawks in Seattle tonight 21-13. The San Francisco 49ers have clinched a playoff spot by officially winning the NFC West. And so congratulations to the 49ers. They have done this through Trey Lance going down and Jimmy Garoppolo going down. And now the world is finding more and more out about Brock Purdy week after week after week. Tonight, Brock Purdy throws two touchdown passes to George Kittle. Seattle still having issues moving the football on the ground, putting a lot of pressure on Geno Smith. And so San Francisco has clinched a playoff spot, winning the game tonight, winning the NFC West. The final score, 21-13. San Francisco now has a record of 10-4. Seattle now has a record of 7-7, as they still hope and pray that they can get in to the playoffs with a wild card spot. For the Seattle Seahawks, this is still a hell of an accomplishment if you think about, you know, what the expectations were. Certainly a more of a hot start than anyone could think of. But when it comes to stopping the run, and more recently running the football, Seattle has really, really suffered. The 49ers have also now won 7 consecutive games. They smacked up the Bucs earlier this week, 35-7. And tonight, they smack up the Seattle Seahawks. This team, 49ers, man, if they let you get past 15 points, consider yourselves lucky. They ain't letting anybody do anything. And they still look hot. We got a lot to do. I'm being joined here by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you, people listening all over North America. If you miss a minute of the show, it's easy. You can talk to me on the free, well, not that, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can talk to me on the number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. It didn't take too much time, any time at all, for things to get going tonight for the 49ers. I think we all knew the 49ers were going to be favored here, and it was going to be up to the Seattle Seahawks to just try their best to stay competitive. It was 7-0. It was nothing until the end of the first quarter. And then Brock Purdy, he found George Kittle for the first score of the game. Listen to this, courtesy of the Niners Radio Network.
Second down, 8, 49ers on the Seattle 28-yard line. Ray McLeod goes in orbit motion behind Purdy and McCaffrey. They fake it to him left. They fake McCaffrey right. They throw to Kittle over the middle. Five. Touchdown! San Francisco!
A little razzle dazzle by Kyle Shanahan. He fakes the screen left, fakes the screen right, and right when Brock Purdy turned to the right, everybody went that way. Kittle right down the middle, uncovered. Perfect throw by Purdy, and then George, foot on the gas pedal, outruns everybody to the end zone.
That's what Kyle Shanahan's supposed to be, right? Kyle Shanahan's supposed to be the innovator of offense. He's supposed to be coming up with all of the plays that put his guys in a position. We know if you think about the offensive skill set of each individual skill position player on the Niners, whether it's Kittle or Christian McCaffrey or Debo, who is hopefully back in about a month's time, three-ish weeks or a month. It's what you got all these trick plays for. I'm waiting for some point in the playoffs when Christian McCaffrey throws a touchdown to Debo, or Debo throws a touchdown to Christian McCaffrey, or somebody airs it up to Kittle, or we get a flea flicker. It's what Kyle Shanahan does. And speaking of Christian McCaffrey, he kind of helped cap the first half with a short touchdown run of his own. Take a listen to this.
Second and goal, 1 yard line. Purdy under center. McCaffrey behind. Hand off to McCaffrey. Touchdown! CMC!
That made the score 14-3 heading into the half. We came out of the third quarter and it didn't waste any time. It took 1 minute for Brock Purdy to find George Kittle, who decided to take it 54 yards. Listen to this one.
Purdy in a pistol, McCaffrey behind him, Juszczyk to the side. He looks right, comes left, throws down the sideline, wide open, George Kittle, 30, 20, cuts inside, 10, cuts inside again, touchdown, San Francisco!
It was 21-3. Seattle was able to kick a field goal in the third quarter, making it 21-6. And then it was just a matter of if Seattle was going to have some type of miracle. And we know this was going to be unlikely. But you know what? For all the Seahawks fans out there, you may not even care at this point, but I'll throw you a bone. This is Geno Smith connecting with Noah Fant. Yeah, Noah Fant, remember he got traded? Here he is, a touchdown. Congratulations to Seattle. You did something.
Geno from the shotgun. Run. Looks to the end zone. Throws wide open. Touchdown! Seahawks! Noah Fant all by himself between the safeties. Makes the catch. Falls back on his wallet. And the Seahawks now 21-12. The Niners on top.
And then they kicked the extra point, and congratulations. That was the most exciting thing that happened tonight for Seattle. Sorry. Tonight is about the Niners. What they're continuing to do. 7 consecutive victories right now. Defense, tops in the NFL. A quarterback that most people have never heard of, who's leading the way. Or at least he's doing his job. He's doing the most that you could ever expect for him. They're not handing him over the rock and saying, hey, man, throw us into this game. Throw us into a victory. Throw us into contention. And we don't know what things will look like for Brock Purdy when he's tasked with leading a game-winning drive. We don't see that. We don't know that. But the 49ers are a damn good team. And even for right now, with Purdy at the helm, I'd still say they are exceeding expectations. I told you right before we went to break that Brock Purdy and Kittle, they were able to connect for 2 touchdowns today. They were sitting at the Amazon Prime desk. They had on the NFC West champion hats and the NFC West champion shirts, and it's nice. It's like, hey, yeah, well, we got shirts and hats, and the fans have more crap to buy. Yay. Kyle Shanahan, he spoke to the media, and he said, yeah, it's nice to win the NFC West. It's nice to guarantee ourselves a playoff spot, but we got bigger fish to fry.
And this isn't our final goal by any means. I'm very proud of our team and what we accomplished throughout the year to get to this. Our goal is to get in the tournament, and we accomplished that today. But now it's all trying to set that up to be the best situation we can, and hopefully get some of our guys back too in the process.
Yeah, we got to get some guys back in the process. Don't expect Jimmy Garoppolo to come back. Expect Deebo Samuel to come back and add another dimension and wrinkle to this team. And they're supposed to beat Seattle, right? That's what they're supposed to do. Seattle's not stopping anybody defensively. It's not taking place. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Josh is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking my call, JR.
Sure.
I definitely think you're a prisoner to the moment right now. I understand he's playing well. Purdy's, you know, he's doing his – you just said it just now. He's doing his job. And you even said the Seahawks, they're not stopping anybody. They have the worst rush defense in the league. Tampa Bay is going down the hole. We know that. It's just weird to hear you, because I respect your mind. You got a great sports mind. For you to take a rookie quarterback after two full games and say he's like possibly the future of a franchise, it's just a little hyperbolic to me. And I appreciate
slow down. It's not hyperbole, because that's not something that I said. What do you believe you heard? And let me correct you.
You made a comment about how the 49ers at the end of the season, if Purdy plays well and doesn't lose them the games, that there might be an opportunity to think about possibly moving on from the two quarterbacks they have and thinking about Purdy being the future of the franchise. I think you said that.
Okay, so you got
you
part of – nope, you have part of it correct. What was the question? What? No, you're making a statement. Throughout the course of
– me, and I'm asking –
You and I'm asking you, no, stop. No, let's have a legitimate conversation.
Okay.
What was the question posed to me?
I was listening to what you were saying. I wasn't listening to the question.
Context.
So wait, can you
super
producer?
No, stop. I'm going to give you full context. Super producer and host. No, stop and listen. You're going to get your answer. You wanted it. Here it is. Super producer and host Dave Shepard asked me, if they continue to have success all the way to the NFC Championship, potentially the Super Bowl, right, would you move on? Would you entertain moving on? Do you go ahead and just hand this back over to Trey Lance? And I told you what you just heard. You were able to repeat that. If they have the ultimate success, you know who's not going anywhere and would deserve a chance to potentially be the quarterback? His name is Brock Purdy. This man was selected last in the draft. They have him under contract for 4 years in total. He's not going anywhere. And if they do have success, you know what they do next year? And I didn't say move on. Trey Lance will still be there. They have an entire offseason to evaluate where both of them are and to figure out what you want to do or who you want to move forward with at quarterback. That is obviously something that is way into the future. That can only happen if they do have tons of success. And to define tons of success with Purdy would mean an NFC Championship game where up until that point, he's continuing to play out of his mind, or even a Super Bowl. There is nothing there that would not be reasonable if that does take place. We'll find out over the next 2 months.
I have one question for you, JR. You're a sports guy. You honestly can say a comment like that knowing that the NFL, they 100% are into their draft capital, and they would entertain the idea of starting a guy that was the last pick of the NFL draft, that was their third-string quarterback, and you're saying that there's a possibility that they might consider moving on with him as the leader of the team over a guy that gave up 2 first-round picks, has only played 3 games, and they say is the next coming of whatever athletic quarterback there
well,
is. As a professional sports commenter, you're saying
well, let me give well, let me give you the answer.
Legitimately consider that.
I'm glad you have so much respect for me and my opinion. I can also answer you with common sense, because I don't sit up here and lie. It's called a locker room.
I'm
answering the question. Well, shut up. Shut up. I'm answering the question.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm answering the question. Shut up. Listen.
I'm listening, man. You're talking. No answers.
Be quiet. The answer is yes. What you're not understanding is the context of a locker room. When you run a professional sports organization, there are plenty of times I answered the question. Did you hear me say yes?
You're not answering it.
Did you hear me say yes?
No.
Hey, Shep, am I on drugs? Did I not say yes?
No, you're not even giving a chance to speak at this point.
But, Shep, I did say yes. The word yes came out of my mouth.
Yes.
Okay, so let me bring him back. Are you still there? Are you still talking?
I'm just waiting for the answer, my man.
I put him on hold again.
I don't know. You know, Josh didn't start off antagonistic, but he's definitely coming off that way, and I don't know what his deal is.
Well, I'm having fun with him right now.
Right.
Because it's unbelievable that I said yes, and he's doing too much talking to even hear that yes was probably the first thing that came out of my mouth. You still there?
I'm waiting on the answer, my man.
He's in New Orleans. Is he having what do you think he's drinking, Shep? Is he having one of those hurricanes? Or?
I don't know. He might be pissed with the result of the Pelicans-Jazz game. That's the only thing I can come up with. This is the angriest person I've ever heard from New Orleans in my life. They're usually a lot more pleasant than this.
Yeah, people in New Orleans, they're amazing.
They're very nice. Yeah, they're not antagonistic and belligerent.
Well, let me give him the answer one more time, since he doesn't understand what yes is. I'll even help him out. I'll spell yes for him. Y-E-S. And this is the part that Josh doesn't understand. And Josh, I hope you don't hang up. You probably will. You don't understand a locker room. We have guys who have to eat crow who run organizations all the time. It doesn't matter what the draft capital is. When you lose a team or when a team wants to roll with a quarterback, everybody in the locker room says, "What the hell are we doing?" It doesn't work that way. You have to swallow and eat crow. And if the end result is, oh, my God, we went to the NFC Championship game, or, oh, my God, we won a Super Bowl, what type of dumbass do you have to be to say, well, we got Trey Lance here, we have to start him? It doesn't work that way. The idea is to win games. And if it doesn't work with Trey Lance, you know what typically happens? Yeah, you might have to take a loss on what you've already invested in him, but there'll be some other sucker who says, well, let's bring him on. That's the way the world works, man. I don't know what world you live in that you didn't hear me clearly say yes. Maybe you should stop and listen. Hey, Shep, what do you think I should do? Bring this guy back, or what do you think? I told him to wait here. He's still here. What should I do?
You know what? I have faith in people from the Big Easy. I like to think Josh is going to rise to the occasion and be civil back for once, so let's hope for the best.
I doubt it.
He answered the question very thoroughly and distinctively, so...
Yeah, multiple times. Let's see what this does. He's back.
I have a dumbass question.
Yeah, it took him a while to even get those few words out. Yeah, you had a dumbass response from the get-go. Like, how do you ask me a question and you didn't even hear what was asked of me? You don't know the full context. I'm answering you. The first thing I say is yes. And then you go, you didn't answer the question. That's like down in middle school? Sheesh. Richard is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Pay them other people to know mine, man. But I just wanted to, I don't want to talk about no sports, no nothing like that. I just want to talk about how you are, man. You are one smooth dude. You got all the answers and everything seems to put everybody in their place. And you give them a full, unadulterated answer and it makes sense. But just to listen to you just makes my day. I'm like, man, JR, he got that. He would have said what I would have said. Even though I couldn't articulate it as well as you could have. But, you're one smooth dude, man. I give it to you, man. You got this radio, sports talk radio, down to a science, man. You got it good, man. You're doing good. And that's all I really wanted to say.
You have no opinion. Well, thank you. You have no opinion on the game tonight?
You know, come on. I was in and out. I was going to work. I was going here.
Okay.
I didn't really watch it, you know, but – I'm just enamored. I've been listening to you for about 4 months. Okay. Man. And I'm sitting here listening so much. I'm like, JR, every time I'm like, do you have a computer there that gives up all these answers? It's so quick. And everything, you're right on point, man.
Thank you, Richard. That's what we call balance. I appreciate you for calling from Atlanta. Thank you, man. Shout outs to Rich for calling. Hey, Shep, that's called balance.
I don't think people understand how much prep you put into your shows.
Oh no, it's work. There's two things here. A, I actually enjoy sports. I actually enjoy what I do. I'm not just spitballing. And then I actually do work. I want to have an entertaining show for people to tune in and watch. So thank you, Richard, for calling from Atlanta, man. Balance. We have one guy who's hard of hearing, and then somebody else says he likes me.
And when you have Josh from New Orleans, you need balance in any segment he calls.
Yeah, that was I don't think I've ever spoken. Have I spoken to him before?
I believe Josh has called before. I was surprised Josh took that turn with you. He usually doesn't go there.
Man.
Yeah.
He's having a bad night.
Yeah, he must have watched the Pelicans game, like I said. They had that in the bag, and they blew it.
Yeah, well, I think there might be deeper reasons than that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The San Francisco 49ers, they clinched the NFC West. They're absolutely going to the playoffs now. How far can they go? What is Purdy going to do? The defense is absolutely amazing. Nick Bosa is blowing up the opposition. Deebo Samuel isn't even healthy. And they're still doing it. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. We'll hear from more of the players. Nick Bosa just spoke. Purdy is going to talk. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Best sports show in the country, my friend JR. Always a pleasure to talk to you, brother.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The man of the hour, or I guess I could say the superstar of the hour. I guess I can't say that either. The surprise of the hour. The flavor du jour. The taste of the month. Or maybe longer. Brock Purdy just spoke to the media after tonight's victory over Seattle helped clinch the 49ers, the NFC West, and obviously, in addition, a playoff spot. He just spoke to the media after throwing two touchdowns to George Kittle tonight and the absolute destruction of the Seattle Seahawks, something that they were supposed to do. And Brock Purdy talked about his mindset coming into tonight's game. Take a listen.
I knew that I was going to come out, start the game off, and just try to get into a rhythm and see how, you know, my oblique and all that kind of stuff felt, and then make a decision, honestly. But my mindset was, man, I'm coming into this place to play and to start. And so that was that.
Final numbers tonight for Brock Purdy. He completed 17 of 26 passes for 217 yards, and he had those two touchdown passes to Mr. George Kittle. Christian McCaffrey, they have not lost since this man showed up. They are big time with Christian McCaffrey. He had a damn good game himself. What else is new? Besides George Kittle scoring those two touchdowns, the other one came from Christian McCaffrey as we played. He rushed for 108 yards, had that touchdown. He had another six receptions in the air for 30 yards. Christian McCaffrey, this man is a Swiss Army knife. He also just finished speaking to the media. And he had high praise for Brock Purdy, but then also bigged up the entire organization. Listen to this.
A guy like Brock who is able to step in like that is a testament to Brock's character and his resilience, and it's also a testament to guys like Jimmy and Trey and that whole room because they feed everyone, and that's just a cool thing to be a part of.
It must be nice. This man went from the Carolina Panthers to the 49ers. Be nice. 855-212-4CBS. Nathan is here from Seattle. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, what's up, Jared? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, so I was just at the game. I'm a Niners fan living in Seattle. My family's originally from Cali.
Nice.
But, man, it was a crazy game. I swear there are more Niners fans than Seahawks fans. Had a question for you. Were you surprised at all with how much they were running Christian McCaffrey up the middle?
No, not at all, because at the end of the day, the Seahawks can't stop anybody up the middle. They've given up 200 rushing yards in their last two games. It's like that was the plan from the get-go. And I'm not shocked that they ran Christian McCaffrey up the middle because they can't stop anybody.
Sir, yes, sir. Hey, it was a lot of fun. I want to say love your show. I agree with everything that Lost College said. Got another question. So the Niners were wearing all white. But, man, I don't know if I've ever seen a team with more white players than skill position players.
Kittle, McCaffrey.
Kittle, McCaffrey, quarterback, Juice Check gets involved.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just noticing that. Wearing the
okay.
White.
I haven't noticed. I do know that Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle are white, but I haven't thought about that, Nathan. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, Jay. I love you, bro. You take care.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Nathan. Hey, Shep, Nathan with the biggest stat of the night, Christian McCaffrey and Kittle are white. I had no idea. I thought Christian McCaffrey was black. I thought his dad was black, too. I had no idea. The more you know. 855-212-4CBS. Omari, he's calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Omari?
What's going on, JR? First things first, love your show. You feel me? My granny listened to this all the time. Thought I'd call in for the first time.
Oh, your granny? Where's she at?
Right now, I just got off of work not too long ago, about an hour ago. She is in Ross right now. I hate that she's not in the car right now to listen to this.
Cause well, next time, first of all, you know how to play this back for granny. So,
yeah.
What's up, granny? Next time you call me with Omari and we had a conversation on the air, you play that for her on the Odyssey app tomorrow or something, okay, Omari?
I got you.
What else you got?
All right, first things first. Brock Purdy got that dog in him. Just want to say that. You got the dog in him. It's how do you have a hurt oblique and some hurt ribs and go on, what was it, fourth down, third and one, and QB scramble for a first in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
How you do that?
You got cojones. You say dog, I say cojones. So we could say some other things.
He got that dog in him. He really do got that dog in him. Number two, our biggest free agent signing this year, Tarvarius Mooney-Ward. Locks up DK Metcalf all night. I don't care if DK Metcalf had 7 catches for 55 yards. His longest reception was 19 yards tonight. When is the last time you've really seen DK Metcalf really get put on a leash like that by another grown man?
Well, he does have his ups and downs. I actually tweeted this earlier in the game, and this bothers me about DK. His maturity. I don't think I've seen another wide receiver, and I'm talking recent memory, that picks up more ridiculous, taunting, personal fouls. He's slapping guys. He's yelling at dudes in front of the ref. I feel like at least once a game, I feel like he's being looked at on the sidelines by Pete Carroll, and he has to tell him to knock it off.
That's true. I can see that. But another thing is that I like what he do. I like the physicality. I like the talking mess. I used to play football. We do that. I'm only 19. We do that. That's what happens. But when you excessively doing it, then you got a problem.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with talking trash. I mean, they're playing football. They're not playing tiddlywinks. But you gotta know when to stop. That's like I forgot the guy's name. The lineman last week for the Raiders who wanted to slap the ball out of Baker Mayfield's hands. Like there's a time and a place to actually use your brain. And there's a time and a place when to not push it in front of the officials where you harm the team. If you want to take your violence and aggression out on somebody, do it during the play, man. You know, don't do it after and cost your team. And so he cost them. That was one particular play on some yards. But we knew this was going to be an uphill climb for Seattle anyway. And so congratulations to the Niners, man. And you tell your granny I said what's up. And the next time you call me, bring granny with you, okay?
I got you.
But thank
all
you so
love,
much.
Brother.
Thank you, Omari, for calling from California. People
Jared
are happy.
Tillery, I believe.
Say again?
Jerry Tillery, I believe, is the guy you're referring
to. Tillery. Yeah, he slapped the ball out of Baker's hand. What a dumbass that guy was.
I saw you tweet about that.
Whoa, DK Metcalf?
No, Tillery, the Raiders guy.
Oh, yeah, last week I tweeted about him. Today I tweeted about Metcalf. You got to learn how to compose yourself. Like, ain't nothing wrong with getting hot, getting heated, but what are you costing the team for? Consistently. This is terrible. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. How far can San Francisco go? You think about their competition in the NFC. Are you afraid of the Dallas Cowboys? Are you afraid of the Eagles? Is there anybody really else out there that San Francisco should be worried about? I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call me with. I'm also calling for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a 49 at top of night. 21-13, the Niners beat Seattle. They clinch a playoff spot by winning the NFC West. A lot of opinions, a lot of thoughts on Brock Purdy and what he can do, what he can't do, what he hasn't done, what he will do. We all just got to wait and see. Despite that, Brock Purdy, he's given a lot of credit to the guys who got hurt before him. Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance. Take a listen to what Brock Purdy had to say after the game.
Big credit to Jimmy and Trey for what they've done, especially in the quarterback room for the team. And I'm just trying to do my part in terms of where we're at now in the season. So definitely not, you know, all praise to Brock and what Brock's done. Those guys, they deserve all the credit. So I appreciate those guys.
You know, what a good teammate that guy is. We just got to see how far he can take this, how far he can go. You know, I asked about the biggest threats in the NFC or the biggest threat to the Niners, who are just absolutely hot right now, having won 7 consecutive games. The defense isn't letting anybody go out and put anything up on the board. The offense is humming along. They're not even necessarily at full strength right now. They're going to get tested. He's going to get tested. And the fun part about sports is to see, can he keep going, Brock Purdy? I mean, since he's pretty much taken over, since Jimmy Garoppolo has gone down, we're talking about a dude who has a touchdown to interception ratio of 6-1. I think anybody would sign up for that. And he's an unknown. By the time people get more film, they start whooping his ass, but that's where, you know, Kyle Shanahan has to kind of keep things even, keep things balanced, keep everybody else at bay. The 49ers, I'm convinced, can still win the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. I've seen enough. I'm not saying that they will. I'm not saying that I'm favoring them. I'm saying that they can. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Russell is calling from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I really do appreciate it. I'm a new, kind of fairly new listener, but I Uber at night and I needed something to listen to, so I like what you got going on. So three things really quick. One, since Purdy's the kind of the topic of conversation right now, I feel like San Francisco has good problems brewing. It hasn't come about yet, so I'm calling it now. You heard it here first. I think they're going to have another Carson Wentz, Nick Foles type situation if they are successful this season. I think they have, and then some if you throw in like Trey Lance. So I think they have three quarterbacks with high ceilings, and the better they do, I think it might divide the locker room into thirds in terms of who they want to follow going into next season.
They would hope so. Now you're saying Trey Lance, Brock, and who?
And Purdy.
Wait. I said that. Brock Purdy, Trey Lance, and who's the third guy?
Is Garoppolo still?
Jimmy G is going to be somewhere else. He's done. This is it.
Oh, it's official. Okay,
The end of, right, this so is the end of his. This is why they wanted to trade him, but coming off of his shoulder surgery, they weren't able to, so they were stuck with him.
Okay. So that takes out one. Then so it'll be between like Trey and Perry. So it won't divide into thirds. It'll divide in half. But I foresee another type situation that the Eagles had. Maybe the locker room is divided. It's dependent on how well Purdy does.
They can only hope so, because if they have to get to that moment, that means that they've had the ultimate success. I appreciate you, Russell, for calling up from Rochester. Hey, big shout outs to everybody out there. You know, moving the Ubers and moving the Lyfts and making the world go round and round. Shout outs to everybody. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
You play to win the game. This is one of the quotes from your top six list earlier, one of the guys on your list, right, JR?
Yeah, last night. Yes, Herman Edwards. Yes. He didn't make the list, but we mentioned him,
yes. That's what the San Francisco 49ers are doing with Brock Purdy. They are playing to win the game. And God bless him. God bless him. Anyway, real quick, my man Josh in New Orleans, bro, I am in Lakeview. I'll meet you at the bakery or Liuza's, a short stop in Metro, bro. We'll get a po' boy and a box. You know, we'll chill out. Don't worry about it. Seriously. And JR, I would also like to echo my guy from Chicago. Dude, sometimes we worry about you, man. You know, you're on the phones, you and Shep all night, every night, you know, taking all these crazy-ass phone calls from people like me, you know, whatever. And every once in a while, yeah, just let us know you're doing all right. You know, you travel a lot and everything like that. And, you know, yeah, we worry about you because we love you, man, you know?
What would lead you to think that I'm not okay?
Oh, no, nothing. But it's just, sometimes it's nice to hear, that's all.
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm awesome. Thank you for asking.
Well, yeah, sometimes, you know, like if you're like a doctor and you see sick people all day, man, every once in a while you like to see some people, you know, who are well, you know. So you deal with, you know, idiots like me all day and long. So us idiots like to know that you're okay as well, just by having to deal with, you know, people like us. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for your concern. Well, okay, what else you got related to the game?
Is there a perceived or a direct rivalry between radio guys? And what I mean by that is the San Francisco guy says, touchdown, San Francisco, right? Mm-hmm. And then the other guy from Kansas City. Kansas City. So is that a rivalry? Is that a thing or what? And God bless you, man. God bless Shep. I love y'all. Peace out.
Well, thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. That was very interesting. I don't know. I'm not listening to him. I'm sitting here on the radio myself. I'm not talking about games. What are they trying to outdo each other? I don't think so. Hey, Shep, these guys don't even care about what the other guys say, right? Do they?
I don't know, man. People in the media can be a little sensitive about their opposition, so you never know.
So you're saying whoever did it the first way first, he'll be angry and upset.
Well, listen, Greg Papa and Mitch Holtis, they're both Hall of Famers, in my opinion.
Oh, so that's the 49ers and the Kansas City guy?
Yeah, and I don't know why I'm blanking on this guy's name, JR.
I don't know.
Gene Deckerhoff. I don't think there's anyone better than that in the NFL on calls.
That's Kansas City.
Holtis is Kansas City. Gene Deckerhoff is Fire the Cannons.
Oh, down in Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're not talking about those two.
No, I know that, but he's the creme de la creme. He's the best. He's the gold standard. And then I would say Holtis and Papa are neck and neck. And then also Papa for the Giants.
Well, no. Forget Bob.
The other Papa is pretty good too.
Yeah, I know Bob and
Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. Forget that. Forget that. We ain't talking about who's the best.
Right.
When you have two similar calls.
I don't know if they're that similar though. Are they?
Kansas City. What the other guy say?
San Francisco. No, the best is the Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk is on fire.
We're not asking about that shot. You're going too many directions here. It's very narrow. Very, very narrow.
Right.
The calls are very similar. We got one guy who goes, Kansas City. The other guy goes, here, let's actually play it. Let's play it. We got the San Francisco call tonight. Which one was it? Anyone. Pick one.
Let's go with McCaffrey. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Second and goal, 1 yard line. Purdy under center. McCaffrey behind. Hand off to McCaffrey. Touchdown! CMC!
Oh, he didn't do it that one. I guess it's the other one. Was it the first Kittle one?
Purdy in a pistol. McCaffrey behind him. Juszczyk to the side. He looks right. Comes left. Throws down the sideline. Wide open, George Kittle! 30, 20, cuts inside, 10, cuts inside again. Touchdown! San Francisco!
Okay, San Francisco, Kansas City. It's the same syllable, same cadence. I don't know if these dudes got beef, though. They can't beef. Like, who cares, right? They got... Yeah, sounds exactly the same. Play it.
And a screen pass right side to McKinnon inside the five. He dives to the end zone and somersaults. Touchdown, Kansas City, Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, I mean, do they beef? I don't know. Probably not.
It sounds the same at all.
Oh, it does. Kansas City, San Francisco. It sounds exactly the same.
Yeah. I didn't think you'd take such an interest in this question. I love Tom in New Orleans. I didn't think you'd take such an interest in this question.
Nah, he's asking me if media people beef.
No.
I thought he was going to... No. What?
I don't
Whoa.
Think so. And I think they do it for ratings, but I don't think they genuinely beef about this stuff.
Nah, the first thing that he said, he's like, hey, radio people beef. And I'm like, man, are you asking me? Like, I don't care what anybody else does.
Yeah, he's asking the wrong guy in that regard.
Yeah, I don't care what anybody... Life is too short to be out here beefing with somebody. But there are plenty of people who beef for real, so... I don't know. People are very particular about play calls. They are. I don't think those two guys got an issue. It wouldn't surprise me if one goes, I said that first. And he's taking it. It happens. It happens in every place in life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take more of your calls. We'll talk more Niners. We'll talk about these Seahawks. As a matter of fact, Pete Carroll just spoke. We'll hear from him. Don't move.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.